Colleen Rowley's letter, bitterly complaining of the roadblocks that hampered the investigation of a leading terrorist suspect, is not only a severe embarrassment to the FBI, it reopens the perennial issue of how much liberty to sacrifice in the interest of security.
NPR News analyst Daniel Shore.
In the mid-1970s, congressional investigations unearthed years of extensive illegal FBI wiretapping, surveillance, and break-ins aimed against political dissidents and civil rights activists, including Martin Luther King. The report of a House committee suppressed by the House spoke of careers ruined, friendships severed, in some cases, lives endangered. It was to establish control of FBI activities that Congress in 1978 passed the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It created a unique secret court with judges selected by the Supreme Court's Chief Justice to review applications for wiretapping foreign agents. Operating behind walls of secrecy, the Bureau became slipshod in writing its applications, with the result that in the fall of the year 2000, according to the New York Times, the seven judges called Attorney General Janet Reno to their secret courtroom to complain of misleading affidavits. Backing off, the FBI's counterintelligence unit held back on some new applications. Some requests relating to Al-Qaeda were held up for review as to whether they met the legal standard. This was the atmosphere in which Agent Rowley found herself being frustrated in her efforts to get a warrant to search Zakaria Moussaoui's laptop computer. But that was before September 11th. In the wake of September 11th, the USA Patriot Act gave Attorney General John Ashcroft broader power to circumvent the Fourth Amendment probable cause standard and reduce judges' discretion in issuing certain types of warrants. So are we going back to the days when Henry Kissinger in the Nixon White House could write his own list of wiretap targets? Are we faced again with that vexing question of how much privacy to yield in the name of security? This is Daniel Shore.